Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. This is your host, Erica L. Hey, 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 this is your girl, Erica L. And guess what? I'm back. I'm so excited to be back. This is our new season of Brown Girl Table Talk. I am your host again, your girl, Erica L. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is July the 1st. You know what's up. What's up, Cancers? It's party time. Yes, it is. It's party time. I am going to be celebrating the whole month of July, okay? Please know that my birthday is July the 18th in the middle of the month. So that means I get the front end and the back end. I am not even kidding. I might even continue to party for the rest of the year. So for the Leos, the Sagittarius, Virgos, I'll be partying with y'all too if I need to. I don't have no problems with that. So with that being said, I'm going to get right into it. Like I said, this is a new podcast for a new season. I've been away for a while, but I'm back. Never left. Sometimes you got to take a break from certain things. And that's what I'm going to get into this podcast today, because it's been moments of transition after transition after transition. And as I continue to move forward and evolve, you're going to go through periods of transitions. So with that being said, today's podcast is just, you know, me just coming back out, letting you guys know that I'm here. We're going to have some great podcasts coming up in the near future, great conversations, etc., you name it. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to get straight to the point. This is the great thing about it, is that as I'm transitioning, I have allowed myself, with the help of God, that I continue to elevate and move forward, and that He continuously work through me in spirit. And that's the whole idea of it. I am just a vessel, and I will continue to use myself as a vessel. Don't really care at this point who thinks any differently of me. But as I evolve, I grow. And take this podcast today and the message that I'm going to bring forth as, take it as a, look at it as an onion. And then the onion has several different layers. So sometimes you have to peel back a few layers. Sometimes you have to take that onion, some of those onion pieces, and cut it up to season different things. That's what how we season some raw food. And, you know, some people say it's better with onions, better without. But however it is, you know, onions can be considered sweet. You have sweet onions. You have onions that's not so sweet. You have onions that just make you completely cry and laugh at the same time, but you got onions like, them fried onions is so good on that hot dog. So, with that being said, I want you to take today's podcast as such. So, with that being said, I'm getting right into it. The interesting thing is that tomorrow is a new moon, July the 2nd, for my followers who actually pay attention to the moon. A new moon will take place tomorrow. And also, too, just to let you know that I was so eager to do this podcast today that I'm actually sitting in my car. So if you hear a little bit of background noise, please forgive me in advance. It's not my intention to actually broadcast something that you can't hear or understand. So forgive me for that. But back to what I was saying, tomorrow is a new moon. For every, if you're paying attention to the moons, and what that means is that this is new opportunity for you, a new beginning, whatever transition is going in your life, you can take this time and opportunity to meditate tomorrow, and not only just tomorrow, but today, you know, anytime. If you already meditate and pray throughout the day, as I do, you want to focus on, you know, new beginnings for yourself, calling those things out as though they are, even if you don't see it, so that they can continuously manifest in your life. It may not happen tomorrow, Some things may happen tomorrow, whatever the case may be, but, you know, just know that this is, tomorrow's a new moon, July the 2nd, yes. Also, just to remember, give you an idea, the full moon, it's a full moon on July the 16th, 2 days before my birthday, so keep that in mind as well, and it's a buck moon. And what I mean by a buck moon, just think about your deer. Your deer actually has antlers. A male deer, as a matter of fact, has antlers. And as those antlers grow, they also shed. So as, you know, a buck moon is just pretty much saying this is the opportunity. Once again, as I stated, we're in a time of transition. And then transition may not always look good. It may not always feel good. But as my mom says, no good thing comes easy. So that means that as you're transitioning through a new process, a new job, new relationships, everything's not supposed to be like cookie cut and sweet and creamy. You know, some processes are going to be ugly in the beginning. You know, some things you might say, oh, that I didn't think that was going to work out that way, so let me just not do that. No, it's all a part of the process, you know. It's just like collard greens. Collard greens come from the ground and they're dirty and you got to shake them off and you got to wash them 5 times and you might need to add some salt to the water. Take, it may even have a few bugs on it. But once the collard greens are cleaned and done and you've cut them up and seasoned them well, you're good to go. So with that being said, take that into mind. A lot of times we stop in the middle of processes, meaning that something is occurring in our lives and we just say, okay, I'm just going to give up because I didn't think it was going to turn out that way. Or you go and put out a whole business plan and you're like, man, somebody already started this. Doesn't necessarily mean that you need to stop what you're doing. It means that maybe you need to come up with a different game plan or switch it to a different level. Maybe you need to fall back on a few things and reevaluate, but it doesn't mean that you need to stop what you're doing or the goal that you're trying to reach. I will say also take this opportunity to look at, you know, some of the old things that you've shed away. Not to say that you want to necessarily go back to your old ways, but reflect on those things. Reflect on, I was such a procrastinator. So let me make sure that in order for me, I needed to make sure I do X, Y, and Z to make sure I don't fall back into those habits again. And I'm just going to speak from experience. Personally, myself, I had a girlfriend of mine. She was like, girl, I'm going to stop eating meat for a month. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to join you right now. But a month later, I decided to do it myself. But I was going through transition. So with that being said, when she first initially came to me and was like, I'm going to stop eating meat, she probably didn't know. And I brought it to her attention. I said, well, I stopped eating pork not too long ago. And then I told her, I said, I stopped eating beef. I said, but I'm kind of trying to work myself up to getting away from chicken and turkey. So I'm like, okay, God, this is a sign, you know, she telling me to go cold turkey. I'm like, I'm not ready for that. But the following month, I said, okay, no meat for me. I'm going to try it for a month, see how it goes. And needless to say, I have not eaten meat in the last few months. And I feel better. Again, it's a transition. It's a time, you know, a period, a transition where I'm taking a look more so at my health, how I'm feeling physically, mentally, and emotionally, which all those things connect. So if you're feeling physically, feeling better physically, then mentally it's going to help. And also spiritually and emotionally, my prayer is that I continue to have mental clarity, that I can hear from God, that there's more spiritual clarity in what I'm doing and what I'm saying, and that I be careful about the words that I speak and speak over, not only speak over my life, but my children's lives. Be careful what I say and do around them and to them. So I have not had a craving per se for meat. Like, even though I saw some chicken wings the other day, I was like, ooh, they smell and look so good. But at the same time, I said, okay, well, give me something that's going to make that, give me a craving that's going to replace that. So I started eating buffalo cauliflower. So it kind of takes, you know, I like buffalo wings, so it kind of took the place of that. So I actually enjoy the buffalo cauliflower. So there's certain things, you know, that's going on in transition that's taking place in my life. And like I said, that sometimes God has his way of taking you to places that you don't necessarily want to go. But he's saying, in order for you to go through this process, you're going to have to go through these things. So with that being said, I have minimalize a few things in my life. A lot of people are talking about becoming minimalist and living on bare minimum. I'm not fully there, but I will tell you that I have taken a big transition from where I've moved from a more, I would say, modern type style home to more of a, I think the house was built in like 1965. A lot of things were upgraded in the house, but I'm surrounded by no one. I have one neighbor that I probably will never talk to. Outside of that, there's, you know, a farm around me. So people who know me, I'm from Orangeburg, but dirt roads and all that kind of stuff, that's probably something I somewhat grew up off of. But at the same time, as I grew older, you know, city life and things of that nature, I was not interested in doing anymore. So I, even though some people might say, oh, that's a big transition, I probably went from 2,000 square feet to 1,000 square feet. That's, you know, a big thing. So I've had to, guess what, peel away some stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, the last couple of weeks, I'm pretty sure my boyfriend and everybody else probably around me was upset, because they're like, dang, why she got this attitude? What's going on with her? Because guess what? I was going through this transition, and I feel good about it because I know what God is, where God is taking me. He wants me to be able to hear more from him. So guess what? It's complete silence out there. So all I hear is crickets and frogs, and I actually look across the field and saw a deer, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm thanking God for that, because I can actually, you know, tap in with even more clarity and hear from him, so that I can be able to be a blessing to someone else. So with that being said, I would encourage you all to, you know, step out of your comfort zone. If you're looking at becoming more of a minimalist, see about ways you can save money. You know, get rid of the cable bill. Some people say they gave away some clothing. Like with this moving process, I had to throw away a lot of things that I necessarily didn't want to throw away, but it's also allowed me to say, hey, you had this stuff for the past 4 years, you don't need it anymore, or what have you. And then also it's given me an opportunity to reflect, because I've found old pictures and memories. I found pictures of Miles when he was in his first class, you know, just different things. Pictures of John when he played soccer when he was like 5 years old. So he went from soccer to football, you know, just, and you see the change. So that was good for me. And also another thing I wanted to point out to everybody that's listening, as you're start fresh, start something new. You know, if you have an idea, this is the opportunity. And that's why I said tomorrow, July the 2nd, is a new moon, new beginnings. You know, as God continue to take you to higher heights, I want you to start tapping into those things, tapping into things that you never thought you would do before. Anything that makes you uncomfortable, that you have a passion for, go for it. If stuff is comfortable, if you're doing something sometimes and it's so comfortable, then you might want to, you know, do a question mark at that. But sometimes some of the best things in life are uncomfortable. And I found that to be true. But it's so worth it at the end. And one thing, song that resonated with me today, which prompted me to come out into my car and say, Erica, you said you were going to start your podcast today. So I'm just reminding you, it's your lunch break coming. So you need to get to it. But one song that popped in my head so clear. And I thank the spirit for popping, you know, thank God. You know, the spirit said, it wasn't easy, but it's worth it. And the song by CeCe Winans, when you get an opportunity, listen to it. It says, and clearly she says in the song, and the song pretty much is a metaphor of God going, of Jesus going through the process, dying for our sins, etc., etc. But in the song, it resonated with me because anything that's you need or want or whatever process it is, it's not always easy, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. And I listened to that song and it just resonated with me today, and it was such a blessing, and I'm hoping that whoever is listening, that it blessed you as well. One thing is that I don't want to, okay, so we're in this world, but we're not of this world, and I don't want to just be in the world. If people say, oh, you're weird, or Erica, you know, do you still believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? I get questions like that now. No, I believe, you don't have to ask me, because I do believe. You don't have to question me, and it's okay if you're not sure where I am, but I'm sure of where I am, and that's the important thing, is that I don't want to, this is body, it's just a vessel. But I want God to use me more and more than ever before. So much so that if something is going on around me, that it doesn't affect me. Because I know who is covering me, the Almighty. That's just where I am right now. And that's my walk. I want to be careful, like I said, be careful with my words. I want to be able to, if someone was sitting beside me, that I'd be a blessing to them. Because they may not be having a good day. But I can literally tap into that and say, you know, the spirit is telling me that as, you know, I walk in with a smile, that I hope that I light up a room. That's what I want to do. I want people to say, well, Dag, what's going on with her? You know, and that way I can share with them the word. I can share with them the light. Because that's what it's all about. God, you know, he made us and created us in his image. And I want to be more like that. So with that being said, you know, some people say, oh, you're spooky. Oh, this is going on. What are you talking about? Do you not go to church? You know, you know, just kind of weird. People can say some of the weirdest things. But anywho, getting back to what I had on my. So there's another thing I wanted to share was that I already talked about manifesting, you know, it could be something that you're currently working on, something that you've been working on in the past. I would like to give a big shout out to my sister, and you all follow her on Instagram, Diamond Life Creations. And just imagine, think about the name, Diamond Life Creations. Diamonds are precious, right? But they go through a lot of pressure before they become precious. So she makes bracelets. She sews. You know, she's very creative. She has an awesome creative side about her. And I'm glad that she's tapping into that, because as she continues to grow, you guys can go to her website. She'll have a store soon. And I'm just speaking it into existence for her. It's going to get so much to the point that she's no longer going to be able to work her job full time, that it's going to be, because keep in mind, she has a business, a master's in business, so she knows about money. She knows how to work money. She knows how to take $5 and create $5,000. And as she's tapping into that, I am so glad I claim it, and I know it, and I know she's going to receive this when she listens to this message. But I thank God, thank you, Spirit, for letting me know that about her. So make sure you follow her, because there's a lot of creativity in Orangeburg, South Carolina as a whole. I'm so happy that the people that I grew up around. A lot of you all have businesses. A lot of you all have creative ideas. Like I said, God is connecting me back. Although he'll connect, like I said, keep in mind, as he connects you to people that you probably never spoke to in like over 20 years, you know, 10 years, you know, what have you. It's not necessarily because you're supposed to reconnect on this friend-friend level, like you my bestie. No. It's a lot of times it's because, you know, people are going through transitions. You know, I had a phone conversation with someone from Orangeburg that lasted 2 hours, and I have not spoken to her in I don't know how long, probably 20, 30 years, you know. So with that being said, I want people to start tapping into those things. Co-workers that you may have not spoken to, or even friends, or even old colleagues from old jobs, you might run across someone like, oh, hey, and you just connect. Doesn't necessarily mean that you connect them to be best buddies or talk to each other about what happened, or necessarily per se personal stuff, but it could be all be business connections of that kind. So think about that as well. Also, I wanted to just bring out the fact that as we transition and move forward, that know what God wants for you is the best. Know that for certain, because sometimes people don't know what God wants for them, and not even they not. Some people don't even know what they want. Period. Like for themselves or what have you, they just don't know which way to turn. Or they'll say, "Oh, I'm not equipped to do that," or "I don't have the education to do that." I really, really, you know, feel that just know what God wants for you and see it and believe it. So as we move forward, you know, continue, you know, to move forward and do things in decency and in order, you know, and just because, and that's another thing I want to point out too, just because one person's transition may be a one way doesn't necessarily mean your process is going to be the same way. I may complete A, B, C, and D, but you may be A, C, D, E, F, and then go back to A. It doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that my process is going to be the same as yours. My transition is the same as yours. We might have similarities in certain things, or you may share with me some of the things that you have experienced that I may have also experienced, and we can relate on that level and be able to help each other, but doesn't necessarily mean that my process is wrong and yours is right, and vice versa. So also keep that in mind. And sometimes it's best just not to even, you know, when it comes to certain things, not even listen to certain people about certain things. I'm just trying to make sure that I cover as much as I can, but I'm just, like I said, I'm super excited about this new season for Brown Girl Table Talk. I want you guys to tap in, continue to listen. If you're interested in being on the podcast, you can always send me an email at Gmail. It's Brown Girl. Well, it's bgtabletalk@gmail.com. That's bgtabletalk@gmail.com. You can always send me a quick email. Also, I'll have the rest of my information that how you can reach me as well if you're interested in being on the podcast. I already talked to you guys about getting rid of old things. So like I said, I'm moving. I have moved. And in this process, I've gotten rid of a whole lot of stuff. And it doesn't necessarily mean physical things, but I've also gotten rid of and closed out the ending of relationships. I'll be honest with you, I came across some of my old wedding pictures, and I'm like, ooh. So, you know, feelings that you still may have festered about something or someone, items, like I said, could be physical items, but don't be afraid to get rid of those things and be rid of them, you know. Some people need to get rid of things by literally throwing them in the trash, and some people just need to get rid of things by literally finding a crate or a box and putting a lid on it and just putting it away and saying, you know, this is no longer a part of me, you know. Not saying that you have to necessarily physically throw away some relationships, or just saying, hey, you know what, this has just been a great season for us, but I think this ended. You know, having those conversations with people and letting people know where you are and being comfortable and confident in that. So I'm not necessarily meaning get rid of physical things, but also spiritually. If you want to go higher spiritually, where are you on your spiritual journey? You may be sitting in church and you're like, okay, this is not, I don't, you know, you may feel shift or a pull. What are you pulling to? Do I need to be a part of a different ministry? Do I not even need to, is this the church home for me? Et cetera, et cetera. Or, you know, even on a more spiritual level, I do not have the desire to attend church anymore. Or whatever the case may be. Or it could be physical where you're just like, oh, I've been having problems going to the bathroom. I need a detox. You know, whatever the transition is. But just know it's getting, you're getting rid of something to start something anew, afresh, or to refuel something. I hear that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To refuel and to re-energize, to rejuvenate those things. So with that being said, I will tell you that I am doing Yoni steaming, V-steaming, and I'm going to save that conversation for a different day because that's not what my focus is today. But anyway, just remember, you know, where you are right now in your life, and then take a look and say, where do I want to be? Where are you going? And also too, for us women that are in relationships or married, I will say this, and I've been told this before, but it's resonating with me more so than ever before. You have to allow a man to be a man. And if your man doesn't know how to do certain things, I'm hoping men that are listening that you have the ability to communicate that you're not sure or certain about what you don't know how to do. And for women, I want you to know that if a man does not work, he doesn't feel like he's a man. Now, keep in mind what I'm saying is there's a lot of men out there that are physically known as a man, right? Because of their body parts, but don't work and don't care about work, and they're really not a man, right? But if you have a real man and he's going through a struggle right now, and a transition in a job or what have you, or not sure about his career, not happy because he didn't get the raise that he was looking for in his job, but he's frustrated about it. We as women, we need to comfort those men and help them get through that next transition. So you have some men that may be trying to get certifications, trying to start new businesses. I want you to hold fast to them, you know, especially women that are married. You know, hold that man up during that time as he transitions. And, you know, a lot of times we as females, we go hard on them, like, you know, you got to make sure you do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'm not happy right now. You need to get that together, you know. How long is it going to take you to do this? And we need to make sure this bill is paid and that bill is paid. You know, they hear us. They not only hear us, but they feel it. And you don't want to drive them away because we're not supporting them in some way, shape, or form. So men, know that we support you and that we love you. Sometimes it may come off a little different. Maybe we come off a little aggressive, but that's part of, you know, us trying to build you up. But I think too, women, we're going to have to choose our words and a little differently sometimes. But just know that, men, know that we got you. You know what I'm saying? So it's important for you to communicate those things to us. And I'm learning, like, in a major way. As had I known some of these things before, I would probably be much better off or what have you, or had the opportunity to communicate in that way that I'm communicating now. And again, I thank God for giving me clarity on that as well as I move forward, so that I can teach my boys to be better men. And I'm going to close out today with a scripture. And so, interestingly enough, it was the scripture for today For those of you who have the Bible app, and you know, I read the Bible app every day. You know, some of the scriptures resonate with me for that day, and then some don't. But it's so interesting that today's scripture is Philippians 4, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified version. It says, "Do not be anxious or worry about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God." See, a lot of times when we're praying, we are not specific with what we want. I want us to be more specific, not just myself, but this right here was like, okay, I do need to meditate more. And then the interesting thing is that with me being so busy with all the transitions, like even with my youngest son, he's going through transition. His body is changing and his hormones is off, and he's having behavioral problems, you know, not wanting to listen and fighting and all this kind of stuff. And I had to really, you know, pray and ask God for guidance in that aspect. And he told me that too. He said, you know, in due season, you'll reap what you sow. Just keep doing what you need to do. And for a child with autism, guess what? You need routine and consistency, routine and consistency, no matter what. You know, am I being too soft? Am I being too hard? You know, as a single mom raising a child, a man child, is difficult. He needs a man role model, you know, and all these things are coming up. And God is, as I'm praying and asking God to give me clarity for that through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, meaning no matter how hard the situation is, you're going to pray, you're going to put that out there, but do it with thanksgiving, meaning that give thanks regardless. God, I thank you anyway. Almighty, I thank you. You know, and make your requests known to God. Make your requests known to God. So I close out today, you know, pray about everything and worry about nothing. Peace and blessings to you all. Thank you for listening. This is your girl, Erica L. from Brown Girl Table Talk. This is just the beginning of a new season for us. We're excited about what's coming. So just hold on, and I hope you enjoy the ride. Thank you.